Why did the M&M go to school? He wanted to be a Smarty. Whoa. This sounds very different. Sounds very, very different, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, if you see the title, it says, Hi Me in 1 Year. Okay? Now, the time you are going to be listening to this is 2022. Am I correct? Yeah, if it's not 2022, I did something very, very, very wrong. But guys, so forever ago, there's this YouTube trend called Hi Me in 1 Year. I know Mr. Beast did one, which is Hi Me in 5 Years. The Tommy guy, the Minecrafter, he did Hi Me in 2 Years. One of my channels, we did Hi Squad in 1 Year. So I'm like, let's do it, man. We're doing one for VTOX. We're doing a VTOX special, Hi Me in 1 Year episode. So I'm recording this on date. It's a Thursday this year. It's April 15th, 2021. Okay? This is a year where we're kind of getting back to normal. This episode should schedule to come out, if everything goes correct, April 15th, 2022. Okay, and, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should test this before I'm recording. But, yeah, anyways, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter one, but, I mean, I'm just going to kind of be talking about what BTOX is doing right now in April 2021. So, we're going to be doing some BTOX analytics through the Anchor FM app as a sponsor. Yeah, maybe, what if we have a different sponsor? What if I'm not even doing the show anymore? What if it's just gone? I'm just not making it anymore. And then a random episode comes out from 2021. That's fun. But anyway, yeah, we're going to do some analytics through the app. Then we're going to talk about the current BTOX. I called it phase. I don't really know what to say there, but just kind of what the show is doing right now, I guess, from like what season it is to what series we're doing, just kind of everything along that path is what we're going to be talking about in that segment. And then lastly, I'm going to be talking about my goals for 1 year into the future of April 2022. What if I blow up? What if I'm the number one podcast? It's going to be so humbling. Yeah. Not gonna get my hopes up. But hey, hard work will pay off. That's right. All right. Well, let's do it. We're gonna get into some BTOX analytics and analytics. There we go. Thank you for not going anywhere. So, I'm not gonna do it through the app. I'm gonna do it through the Anchor FM website. I'm just going to kind of talk about some BTOX analytics. So if this seems a little bit, improvised, then that's why. So here we go. All right. So of right now, of April 15th, 2021, okay, we have 2,013 plays. Okay. It's a big milestone. I just passed 2,000 total listens. So that's that. So 2,013 total listens. Okay. So get back to that later. The estimated audience is 13, which means the average number of plays each of your episodes gets within 30 days after publishing. This is a stand-in for your current audience size. So I'm getting about 13 listens an episode right now. And unique listeners is at 17, and this means the number of distinct devices determined by IP address that downloaded or streamed your podcast in the past week. All right, that's pretty cool. So 13, about 13 listens an episode, and 17 devices have downloaded my episodes in the past week. That's pretty cool. And current balance is going to be fun. See how much money I made in a year. I am at almost $19. Okay, I'm at $18.91. I could be building this up, and there's a chance I might not even be doing it in a year. I really hope I am. Maybe I'm like taking a break right now or something. I don't know. But so yeah, $18.91. That's not bad. So once again, just kind of rerun. Got 2,013 total listens. Just passed the milestone of 2,000. Thank you very much for that, by the way. Estimated audience is 13, about 13 people that listen in within the first month, but then 17 downloads. I don't really know how they get that, what that difference is. But anyway, then current balance, $18.91. Okay, that's pretty cool. All right. podcast performance. The biggest days we have is is May 27th through June 2nd, 2020. We got 131 plays on that little span. What else do we have right here? August 26th through September 1st, we have got 116. It's pretty good. And then March 10th through March 16th, got 101 plays. And then March 31st through April 6th, 2021, we got 89 plays, which is pretty good. Okay, I like that. Let's check out daily. What do we have daily? Hold on. It's loading. All right. So every day, the biggest day we've had is March 13th, 2021, where we got 92 plays in one day. That's pretty cool. I like that. That's not bad at all. And then second, we have September 15th, 2020. Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's awesome. We got 81 plays on that. So yeah, that's that. Hopefully we break that record by a bunch at this point. So yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I'm going to open the Anchor FM app for this one to see our top episodes. Okay, all right. So top five right now is the deleted Betox official trailer, because I made a new one not super long ago, but solid amount of time ago. So the old trailer is first place with 38 total listens. Then we have Monday Morning episode 5 with 31. That's the number one technically listened to episode. Then second is a tie, which is the Colorado Playbook podcast. I'm guessing episodes 1 or 2, because that's at 31. Then we have America, the 4th of July Say Cheese special back in season 2, which has 30. And then Monday Morning episode 4, which is 29. Man, I should bring back Monday Morning. That got a bunch of solid listens. So yeah. All right, this is one of my favorite. Okay, so here's a geographic location of all the listeners. Guys, I'm going to kind of go through this list. So 97% of our listens are in the United States. That's good. There's no surprise. And we have 2% in Ireland. And the rest of these are less than 1%. There's Germany, Canada, France, Japan, Netherlands, Austria, and Romania. That's pretty cool. Let's go to the United States. Okay. So most of the listens are from my home state of Colorado. Okay. Jeez, we're hearing a lot. Okay. So Colorado has 36% of the listens. Washington has 19, Virginia has 8, Ohio has 8, Oregon has 5%, South Dakota has 5%, Texas 4, South Carolina 3, Arizona 1%, Florida 1%, California 1%, and then less than 1, we have New Jersey, Georgia, Tennessee, Illinois, Indiana, Nevada, Kentucky, Michigan, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, Wisconsin, Idaho, Pennsylvania, New York. Holy cow. Hold on. I'm going to count that out really quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. We have been listened to in more than half the country, guys. That's me. That's so cool. That's amazing. Yeah, so we've been listened to, was it 29 out of 50? That's good. I like that. Let's see. In Washington, we have, hold on, it's loading for a sec. 100% of the listens are in Seattle. That's pretty cool. All right, listening platforms. Apple Podcasts is in the lead with 42%. Then we have Anchor at 5, Bullhorn at 3, Spotify 3, and other 47. Don't really know what that is. Devices, iPhone listens 39% of the time, Mac 8%, and other 53%. I love how the other just doesn't give you any information. This is actually a little bit of a surprise. 92% of my listeners are male. That's cool. And only 6% are female, and 2% are non-specified or not specified. So it's pretty cool. And lastly, 71% of our listens are from the ages 0 to 17 years old. That's pretty cool. And then 3% are 18 to 22. 13% is 23 to 27 years old. 5% of our listens are 28 to 35. 5% is 35 to 44. We have nobody that listens through 45 and 59. And then 60 and up, we have 2%. That is pretty cool, guys. I am liking that a lot. And if I am still making, all of these episodes, I'm guessing hopefully we'll grow a little bit. Okay, really quick. I'm just going to look at monthly. Our best month ever was February 17th through March 18th. We got 219 total plays that month, which was pretty recent. And then March 20th through April 18th, 2021, that's in the future, we have 166 plays this month. That's pretty good. I'm happy with that, guys. That's awesome. All right. Next, we're going to talk about the current BTOX phase. Stay tuned for that. Support this podcast by going to anchor.fm/b-talks/support or just the very bottom link in the description of this episode. You can donate from 99 cents a month up to $10 a month, and the donations will go straight to me. Keep in mind that all of this I will receive will go back into the show and making it a better listening experience just for you. And I will also pick months in the year where I will donate 50 to 100% of the donations I get that month to charity and good causes in general. Keep in mind you can always cancel your monthly donations whenever you want. Thank you either way, and let's continue. All right, so talking about the current BTOX phase. It's actually a pretty good way to open this segment. So right now, I'm doing a brand new style of episodes. I've done it for, I'd say a couple. I did this brand new style of episodes where in the outro, I feel like people always knew when the outro was, so they'd click off and they'd miss news like the live streams or my second show I have with my sister, the Dunder Mifflin podcast. I wonder if that's still going. Then the website link and stuff. So what I did was I turned all the segments in the outro into mini breaks in between segments in the show, so now people actually can listen to them, you know, so they know when the live stream is and they know BTOX support and stuff like that. So yeah, that's that. All right, so here is the more formal BTOX current phase. Okay, so right now I am in season 3 of the show. And season 3 is exactly 8 months long, actually. I didn't even plan it for it to be that long, or exactly 8 months. But it started on September 12th, 2020, and ends May 12th, 2021. So that's exactly 8 months for one season. And this is, honestly, for how much episodes season 1 was, I would have to say season 3 is the best. Because I'm back on the grind, and these episodes are feeling a lot better, which I really like, so. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But I'm actually getting pretty excited for this. Season 4 is coming up on May 22nd. So it's still in a little bit, but it's still something to think about. I have a lot in plan for that. And I've said the one word is expansion. That's it. Oh, God, have I said that anyway? yeah, I have the one word I can tease for season 4 is just expansion. So yeah, and then current series on the show from most popular to least is number 1, Everything MCU, the series I have about Marvel. And in this series, I actually do a lot, I'm starting to do a lot more collaborations with people on the show, which I've never ever done before until season 3. So yeah, Everything MCU is doing pretty well with that, because right now we're talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and we just kind of finished up talking about WandaVision and stuff like that. So that's Everything MCU. Then next we have Prankademy, which is Prank Academy, and this one is pretty cool. So this is where it mixes the words Prank Academy, Prankademy, and that's where I teach you guys how to do pranks. Like, I'll go over a couple. Sometimes I'll pick a theme for the episode, and then I'll kind of do pranks off that. But those are so fun to make, and they get really solid listens. So that's pretty good. Next is, at this point, it's pretty much monthly episodes. I'm kind of planning to boost that up a little bit. But the next one is the Colorado Playbook, which Actually, that one has a pretty unique story. So back in season one of the show, we had three sports series for Colorado teams. We had the Roaring Rockies series about the Colorado Rockies. We had the Denver Double Double, for its double uploads a week for the Denver Nuggets. And then we had Broncos Weekly, which was a weekly series about the Denver Broncos. And I did that until COVID hit. So then I had to shut down the Denver Double Double. I still talked about Broncos Weekly because there was the draft. The draft's actually coming up pretty soon. But yeah, so the draft, and then what else? And then we had the MLB Jersey Tournament and Roaring Rockies, but the Nuggets series didn't go on for a while. And then season two came along. I was rolling with two series, Say Cheese and Monday Morning. I was rolling with those for a while, and then I decided to bring back the sports because it takes a little bit for them to do it, but they always get some good listens. So then Colorado Playbook, I mixed them together. I mixed the three Nuggets, Rockies, and Broncos series and put them together. And there we have the Colorado Playbook podcast. So that's number three. I'd say Print Academy and Colorado Playbook are pretty close. In the long run, I say Playbook definitely beats it out. But overall, I think Print Academy is a better episode or better series. And then lastly, DFTBA. Okay. This is a show we just introduced for the 1 year anniversary on February. DFTBA, of course, stands for Don't Forget to Be Awesome. And I haven't done one of those episodes in a while, but I know they can be pretty cool. They can be pretty cool at times. So that's Don't Forget to Be Awesome. And it mixes two old series from season one, the series Nonsense, where I talked about serious/topics in a not-so-serious way. And then the Say Cheese, which was probably the thing I had most fun doing, which was just a game show. I picked four segments, and then I just threw them together, and it was super fun. So yeah, that's DFTBA. So I do it's more nonsense stuff with brain breaks from the Say Cheese podcast in between. And I usually do a lot of brain breaks for my live streams. I'm doing two live streams a month right now. A little bit of news, I might think about amping it up a little bit in the summertime, but for now, it's just April. Okay, so I'm doing two a month. I started it in March, I did one on the 6th and the 20th, and now this month I'm doing one. I finished my live stream on the 10th, and then I'm doing one on the 24th, and then the May live stream dates will be announced about early May, okay? So yeah, really quick, let me hold this out, sit tight. 4, 5. Okay. So, total episodes ever on the show, including this one. Okay, so not including this because it'll come out in a month or in a year. We have 105 total episodes. Okay? So that's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of content, guys. That's a lot of content. Yeah, so 105. Then I'm guessing by the time this comes out, like 185 maybe? That even seems like a lot. I'd say maybe 150, 160-ish. Because season one, of course, did a bunch. But then I decided to make a change in season three where I didn't have a schedule at all. I just made an episode kind of when I want to. And now they're longer and I'm putting a lot more research and effort into them. And they're feeling a lot more memorable, which... something I really like about the show and what I'm doing right now. So, yeah, that's the current phase we're in. I really hope I'm still making these by now. Hopefully I still am. But equipment-wise, I kind of recently bought a mic arm, which attaches onto the side of my desk. I still have my same mic I did from over a year ago, the Fifine mic, and then I attached it onto this arm, and then I can move it around like this. I'm moving it around. Hopefully that audio wasn't too weird. But yeah, all right. Lastly, to wrap up this very, very special episode, I'm going to be talking about my goals for April 2022. Stay tuned for that. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt today's amazing episode, but if you want to take, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes out of your day to visit the BTOX official website, then it'll be the top link in the description of this episode. But, you know, if you get lost, just look at the link closest to the words BTOX website. You got this. I believe in you. All right, let's get on with the show. All right. Well, if this episode isn't stunning enough at this point, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I stay at the same point for a whole year. That'd be sad. If I put it episodes, hopefully it'll go. But anyway, I think this is the part that really matters a lot. And these are my goals that I set a year ago today. So exactly what you're listening to right now, I made 1 year ago. And these are my goals, okay? So right now, as you heard earlier, hopefully if you listen this way through, I just hit 2,000 total listens. I have 2,013 right now. So my goals for the next year is to hit somewhere in between 3,000 to 4,000 total listens. Okay, I feel like that's a pretty safe call. I definitely think that's doable. I think that can even be done by the end of the year of 2021. But yeah, so that's that. That's my range, like 3,500, I guess, but otherwise than that, just 3,000 to 4,000 total listens on the show. Okay, I'm gonna stay that one for the end because that's really interesting. And then this is kind of a question mark because I didn't really know what I'm gonna be like doing or feeling at that point, but I'm guessing maybe season 4, 5, or 6 ish. It'd be surprising if season 4 went that long, so I'm guessing 5 or 6 would be my guess for the show. And then for me, I'm hoping for my number one episode ever to get 40 listens by the end of the year. Okay, so that's definitely growing because you know the one we have the highest besides the trailer. Yeah, not including the trailer. So just a normal episode with 40 listens. So that'd be pretty cool. And then lastly, trailer. The current trailer, or just a trailer in general, to get 40 to 50 total listens, because the trailers are always some of your best episodes, and I found a little cheat behind it. I put my sponsored segment in the trailer, so I still get to money. Cha-ching! Oh, yeah, money. Didn't write that down, but $25, $25-$30 is my guess, because I have my bank account set up, and maybe, like, one supporter, maybe? Guys, if you don't know, you guys can support BTOX by donating 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month to the show. And that'll get me, and it'll just help me out a bunch to get more revenue and stuff. But yeah, okay. So I said I'd keep one for the end of this segment because I feel like this is super important for me. And that is just for me to stay creatively active and keeping the show fresh. I want to be still coming up with ideas to make this the best possible listening experience for you guys. So I just hope I can just stay creatively active, keep coming up with amazing ideas because I thought I couldn't come up with any more ideas, but I got some for season 4, and I'm so excited for season 4. It's going to be the summer season. Hopefully it was a good one. Maybe it's still even going. That'd be surprising for me. I'm guessing, yeah, season 5 or 6, but yeah, so creatively active in general. I want to be still doing the show, hopefully, maybe even to a more serious extent, like if we're growing, possibly could be making some solid money off these, so I'd have to keep doing it to try to get a solid amount of money. And yeah, I think it's super exciting. Yeah, it's April 2021. Once again, you're listening to this 2022. I did check it. I can't set it to a year. So this is set and everything. But yeah, otherwise, I think that's going to wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. I really thank you very much for listening to this. This might be hello me if I'm listening to this at this point. How are we doing? Hopefully, Willow Bear's doing good. I love her right now so much. He's my dog. And yeah, but otherwise than that, guys, thank you for listening. It means a bunch to me. The website will be link number 1. It'll be updated for 2022. Then I can't really say anything on the live stream. So I'm not going to put that link in. At this point in time, the time I'm recording this, I'll usually put the live stream link number two, but I will, for link number two, put my Dunder Mifflin podcast. That's another big question. Am I going to still be doing that with my sister? That's our office show where we talk about. Office is still my favorite TV show. Hopefully it is in a year. But guys, still have my saying. Don't forget to be awesome. Love you guys, and I will see you guys in a year. That's crazy. All right. Love you guys. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.